Hey friends, welcome to Group Chat Sunday Edition, the podcast that helps student ministry leaders prepare for real conversations with real teens every Sunday morning. I'm Brett, your host, and I'm passionate about helping students grow in their faith and helping you feel confident leading your small group. Whether this is your first year leading a small group or you're a seasoned veteran, this podcast is giving you a quick look at what matters most in this week's session of the Gospel Project entitled Two Shares of Your Spirit. So, quick question, who's shaping you and who are you shaping? Whether we realize it or not, the people we follow influence who we become. And the way we live, it's shaping someone else. So when we look at this week's big idea, the people we follow help shape us. We see that Elisha followed Elijah closely, learning from his life and his ministry. When Elijah was taken up to heaven, Elisha picked up the mantle, literally and spiritually, and continued the mission. The people we follow influence who we become, and the way we live influences those who follow us. This week's Christ Connection, before Christ ascended into heaven, he commissioned the disciples to take the gospel to the ends of the earth and promised to be with them until the very end of the age. Matthew 28, verses 16 through 20. So we carry the gospel everywhere we go with the power of the Holy Spirit living in us. This session covers 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 1 through 14. Elijah's time on earth was nearing its end, and Elisha refused to leave his side. When Elijah was taken up in a whirlwind, Elisha grieved, but also stepped into his new role as prophet by picking up Elijah's mantle. The story reminds us that we learn from those we follow, and we carry forward what they've taught us. Just like Elijah, we're called to live out what we've learned from Jesus and lead others to him. So here are some questions that your students might be asking and how you can be prepared to answer those. First, why did Elijah ask for a double portion of Elijah's spirit? Why did Elijah visit multiple towns before being taken up? What does it mean to pick up the mantle in our lives? And how can we carry what we've learned from Jesus into everyday life? Your students are watching you as you imitate Christ. We see 1 Corinthians 11:1 tell us that. Be intentional about modeling faithfulness, humility, and love. Someone in your group is learning how to follow Jesus by watching you. This week, remind students, we all follow someone, and someone is following us. Who are you shaping? And where are you leading them? Let's lead in a way that points others to Jesus. Thanks so much for joining us this week in Group Chat Sunday Edition. Keep leading with love, and we'll catch you next week.